USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A small rural western Wisconsin town will be holding a vigil this evening for missing 13-year-old Jamie Kloss, who hasn't been seen since before her parents were found shot to death in their home a week ago today. Among the thousands of people who've been searching for Jamie is Pete Cole.
I got granddaughters and a daughter, so I don't want this stuff to happen anymore.
The sheriff says his agency has received over 1,200 tips in the past week and has thoroughly investigated at least 1,000 of them, but there's still no sign of Jamie. The president blaming Democrats for the caravan of migrants heading towards the U.S.-Mexico border, saying on Twitter this morning that Democrats are responsible for pathetic immigration laws, saying it's unfair to those who come to the country legally. The president will be campaigning for Republican Senator Ted Cruz in Houston tonight, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
There are bipartisan calls for more answers from Saudi Arabia's government about what happened to Saudi journalist and U.S. resident Jamal Khashoggi.
We are formally expel the Saudi ambassador from the United States.
Senate Democrat Dick Durbin speaking on NBC's Meet the Press about Khashoggi's death. The Saudi government now says that a team of 15 Saudi nationals went to confront Khashoggi and mistakenly killed him when he was put in a chokehold and he resisted. Senate Republican Bob Corker.
They've lost all credibility as it relates to explaining what has happened.
Turkey's president says he's going to provide new details about Khashoggi's death in an address to his parliament tomorrow. Lottery ticket sales reaching an all-time high as no one's claimed the massive Mega Millions or Powerball jackpots over the weekend, so both now stand at a mind-blowing $2.2 billion combined. And this is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, enter promo code USA, that's promo code USA.
As we told you moments ago, a caravan of over 5,000 people, by some estimates even maybe 7,000 people, continues to make its way north from Central America through Mexico, bound for the U.S. border. And President Trump is speaking out. More on that part of the story from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
You got some bad people in those groups. You got some tough people in those groups. And I'll tell you what, this country doesn't want them.
On Twitter, the president saying, full efforts are being made to stop the onslaught of illegal aliens from crossing our southern border. People have to apply for asylum in Mexico first, and if they fail to do that, the U.S. will turn them away. The president goes on to say the courts are asking the U.S. to do things that are not doable.
I will seal off the border before they come into this country.
He goes on to tweet, the caravans are a disgrace to the Democrat Party. Change the immigration laws now, in capital letters, exclamation point.
Again, that's USA Radio's Robin Walensky. New York City police suspending body camera use for some 3,000 cops. The NYPD making the move after a Staten Island officer's body cam started smoking and then burst into flames on Saturday night. He wasn't injured. And China plans to put an artificial moon over the city of Chengdu. It's aiming to save millions in electricity costs, and it could have it in orbit by 2020. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.